Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mantoway Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. His program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
Well, good to be with you once again, and the Bible says this is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So we're supposed to rejoice about the goodness of God, and we can rejoice that our names are written in heaven. Jesus told us to do this, and what a wonderful thought that is. And God has told us always that absent from the body, present with the Lord, and Jesus has paid for all of our sins when he died on the cross of Calvary, and that is absolutely wonderful. They're all paid for. So it says that he is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. And for every saved person, they're going to meet God with great joy because there'll be no record that they've ever sinned. And the Bible says in another place, he will confirm you blameless unto the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. And if there's anything to be happy about, rejoice about, I would say that is it right there. And so we can thank God for it. But God has made many tremendous promises. And this program back through the years has upheld the authorized King James Bibles, the Word of God. I just got something in the mail recently, and one of those day-to-day bread type programs where you daily bread is what I'm trying to get out of my mind and out of my mouth. And they're referring to many, many different translations. And, you know, they say the Greek says, but every translation has a different Greek text behind it. And every one of these Greek texts disagrees with each other in thousands of places. And so the author of this daily bread type thing, he just picked from one translation, picked from another translation. Now, what we know about God is found in the Word of God. And so when he takes translations that disagree with each other, comes from different texts, and he decides for each scripture verse what it should be, then he is making up a God of his own. He's making up his own God. What would you say that, Brother Davis?
Yeah, because he becomes the arbitrator of what God said, not the Holy Spirit, but what he thinks, or more likely what he feels is correct. What he agrees with is usually becomes correct then.
So if he's making, but he would be making up a God, wouldn't he?
Yeah, himself.
Yeah, and is the God of his own imagination. If he does that, that makes him what? An idolater, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is really idolatry when you take, and you know they deceive people so much because they say the Greek text. Well, like I've just got done saying, every translation has a different Greek text, and then not only that, it has a different set of lexicons, Greek English and Hebrew English dictionaries, and that people have changed the meanings of the words, and so. I look at some of these modern translations and I look at what the authorized Bible says and compare it, the words, compare it, and they're not saying the same thing. It's chaos. You know what the Bible says about that? What God says about it, he says divers weights and measurements. That's different weights and measurements, basically, is an abomination to the Lord. He looks at this with great disgust. Why wouldn't he be disgusted when you put out a translation every other year and these translations don't even agree with one another? If that is not creating chaos, and Jesus said, thy word is truth. And people say, well, we go by the authority of the Word of God. Well, which Word of God? When they talk like that, they're either very ignorant or they're hypocritical about the whole thing. And it's amazing to me, in all these talk shows that come on radio and come on television and so on, they don't bring up the discussion that these different translations disagree. They don't come from the same text. And it's just such absolute nonsense and chaos. And, you know, I've talked to many Muslims, and in Saudi Arabia, they teach them, and college Christians have many different Bibles. They say, we only have one. And, you know, that's the truth. I think of the book of Revelation where it talks about the church of Laodicea. They say, well, we're rich and we're increased in nothing, you know, and they have it all, you know. But God says they're blind. And this is spiritual blindness. This is deception of the highest order. And what do you say about that, Brother Davis?
Well, yeah, you were talking about confusion, and Paul wrote to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians, he said, God's not the author of confusion. And when you can't agree with what the Bible says, but you're more in tune with what the devil said in Genesis when he said, yea, hath God said, and then, of course, you become, like we said, the arbitrator of what really is God's word. You kind of make the God in the mirror more important than the God in the Bible, and you become as gods, like he said you would be.
Boy, Brother Davis, you know how to say it, don't you? I just appreciate him a lot, from pastor of Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, and Richfield, Ohio. And he can really say it. Thank you very much for that comment. So that's what this program is all about. And we say, no, God has given us his word. It says we can look at the perfect law of liberty. And you know how I did this, and I've said this many times, but in the gift of tongues, it was not a revival of Babel where people were saying a bunch of sounds nobody understood. It was a reversal of Babel at Pentecost where everybody heard them in his own language. And so God put his words out. Then he put the translations out of his words in many different languages. And the King James Bible translators had these translations on their desk, and they were called the received text. That's what God has given us, see? And it's come down to us. It was in the Syriac Peshitta, the Koine Greek, and the Old Latin, and the Armenian, and so on. And so these translations agreed together, and our King James is based on that. And, of course, God guided them because he said the Holy Spirit would guide you into all truth, and he would abide with you forever. You know, we don't get our Bibles out of somebody operating out of a Coke machine in an air-conditioned office in some building somewhere. No, we get it by the body of Christ, because in the Old Testament, they had a priest class, the Levites. In the New Testament, it says we are a royal generation, and we're a kingdom of priests. The churches of Jesus Christ are made up of God's people, are priests. And today they have spoken. Christians that read the Bible every day read the King James in overwhelming majorities, and every other translation comes and goes because God's word said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word should not pass away. And furthermore, the New Testament churches would be the ones that preserve it. I mean, God would preserve it through the New Testament churches. He says, that thou mightest know how thou oughtest behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Now, the church is not the truth, but it's the pillar and ground. It's what upholds the truth. The truth is the word of God. Jesus said, thy word is truth. And he says, I pray not for the world, but I pray for those that thou hast given me out of the world. For he says, I have given them the words thou hast given me. The saved people all over the world, God has given them his words in their languages. And then finally, in the King James Bible, which has now had copies, up to 5 billion copies. Well, today we're going to talk from 2 Samuel chapter 7, some promises God made. And I'm going to ask Brother Davis to start off by reading that.
All right, Bruce. And before we get into 2 Samuel chapter 7 here, just a reminder that you can follow Bruce online at whereisgodsword.com. That's whereisgodsword.com. And you can listen to past programs there and read a little bit more about Bruce there at whereisgodsword.com. We're in 2 Samuel chapter 7. Starting in verse number 1, the Bible says, and it came to pass, when the king sat in his house, and the Lord had given him rest round about from all his enemies, that the king said unto Nathan the prophet, see now, I dwell in an house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth within curtains. And Nathan said to the king, go, do all that is in thine heart, for the Lord is with thee. And it came to pass that night that the word of the Lord came unto Nathan, saying, Go and tell my servant David, Thus saith the Lord, Shalt thou build me an house for me to dwell in? Whereas I have not dwelt in any house since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle. In all the places wherein I have walked with all the children of Israel, spake I a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, Why build ye not me an house of cedar? Now therefore, so shalt thou say unto my servant David, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. And I was with thee whithersoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thine enemies out of thy sight, and have made thee a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more, neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more, as before time. And as since that the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused thee to rest from all thine enemies, also the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee an house.
All right, thank you for reading that part, and we will continue in verse 42. And when the days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. And he shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. Now here's an incredible prophecy, because God is telling King David that his kingdom will last forever. You know what forever means? It means that it will go on without end forever. That's what it means. And you know, there's a temporary halt in this situation, but Jesus was the great grandson of King David. And when Jesus was born, the angel came and said that he would rule over the house of Jacob forever. So he is going to be the messianic king that will rule over the house of Jacob. Now, Jacob refers to Jews, refers to Israel. You know, there's people out there that say God is through with the Jewish people. And I mean, one of the first ones that said that was Damasus, who united the ancient religion of Rome with Christianity. He said that in 380. And then at the Council of Nicaea, in 432, it was the Council of Ephesus in 432. At that time, they said that this doctrine that Christ would rule over Israel forever, that was a heresy. But they're saying, in other words, the Bible was a heresy. But Jesus is going to set up his kingdom, and he will rule over that kingdom, and he will rule over forever. And it says that the angel said that Jesus would rule over the house of Jacob forever. So that is, the Jewish people, for Jesus to rule over them forever, has to be an everlasting nation. And so the devil, picking up on that, tried to wipe them out. You know, Romans tried to wipe them out. The Syrians tried to wipe them out. Egyptians tried to wipe them out. And Hitler tried to wipe them out. And if the devil could wipe them out, then this prophecy would not be true, and Jesus could not rule over the house of Jacob or Jewish people forever. But of course, God is showing his own power. And I think of it all through the Old Testament, it is held together, or what the Jews call it, the Tanakh. It is held together by the genealogy of Jesus, which goes all the way through the Old Testament. That is his ancestry. And all through that time, the devil over and over again comes and tries to destroy that ancestry. You see, first of all, when God promised Abraham and Sarah that they were going to have a child, a supernatural child, and so the devil instigated Pharaoh to go and take Sarah into his harem, and God protected her from the Pharaoh, and said to Pharaoh, he showed up and he said to Pharaoh, you touch her and you're a dead man. God doesn't mess around. And so then after that, all through the Old Testament, the devil's trying to wipe out that line because God had promised this everlasting kingdom coming from King David. And so we see that God wins every time. He hits it out of the ballpark every single time. We got a powerful God. And people today sometimes get interested in, voodoo and all kinds of demonic stuff. Well, I'm not interested in the small fry, man. I'm interested in somebody that controls the universe and through a period of 4,000 years can keep his word and keep his promises. And the devil comes through it time after time, and Jesus wins every single time. We got a God that has all power in heaven and earth. So it says, I will establish his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. Now, if he commit iniquity, now, first of all, he's talking about Solomon, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the types of the children of men. But see, his house would go on forever. But my mercy shall not depart away from him as I took it away from Saul, whom I put away before thee. And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. And so for it to be established over the Jewish people forever, they have to last forever. Let the devil send every army that he wants to against it. He can send the Assyrians, he can send the Egyptians, he can send the Russians, he can send the communists, he can send the Muslims, he can send anybody against it. But God just sits in the heavens, and it says, he that sits in the heavens shall laugh. And finally, he will send the Antichrist against them. But Jesus will come back and set up his kingdom on this earth. And so the house of Israel, the house will go on forever. And Jesus will rule over Israel forever. According to all these words and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. Then went King David in and sat before the Lord, and he said, Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto? And this was yet a small thing in thy sight, O Lord, but thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house for a great while to come. And is this the manner of man, O Lord God? So he's saying here his house is going to be forever. So Israel's going to be forever. The house of David is going to be forever. And what he has spoken will last forever. And what can David say more unto thee? For thou, Lord God, knowest thy servant. For thy word's sake and according to thine own heart hast thou done all these great things to make thy servant know them. So he gives his word, and of course his word will last forever. And Jesus said, Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And it'd be easier for the sun to burn out and all the stars to go out of their place and the whole universe disintegrate than his words would pass away. And it's mentioned at least three times in the Gospels. Jesus says it over and over and over and over again. And so we have his words today. The Bible says, Thy word is nigh thee, even in thy heart and in thy mouth. And so it says, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. And so thank God we've got the word today. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. It's God Almighty that will keep his words and take care of his words. For thy word's sake and according to thine own heart hast thou done all these great things to make thy servant know them. Wherefore thou art great, O Lord God, for there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. There's nothing in the universe like the Lord Jesus Christ and like God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Nothing. And he is the living God alive today. You know, God wants our heart, and he wants us to repent of our sins. And, if we repent, that is, we're really willing to turn from our sin and get our heart right with God. God will give us the strength. He will give us the power. And there's no sin that a person has, if they want to get rid of it, that God will not take from them. And Christians have experienced this by the millions. I've said this many times when I talked to a gal at St. Luke's Hospital, and she said, I said, Jesus is the living God. She says, that's right. He took me off of crack cocaine without going through withdrawal symptoms. And many people that are on alcoholics have got off of it by the power of Jesus Christ, the living God, that is there to help us. Now he says, according to all that we have heard with ours, there's nothing like it in the hearing of the whole universe. And what one nation in the earth is like my people, even like Israel, whom God went to redeem for a people to himself and to make him a name, to do that great things and terrible for thy land before thy people, which thou redeemest to them from Egypt, from the nations and their gods. Now, when they sinned, God scattered them over the whole world, but he said he'd bring them back. What other nation were scattered to every nation on earth? And then they come back and set up the kingdom again. Then they're overrun with all the nations around there went and invaded them, and they won them nearly six wars in a row. Well, that's God that's behind it. It sounds like the wars of the Old Testament. For thou hast confirmed to thyself thy people Israel to be a people unto thee forever, and thou, Lord, art become their God. If you say God is through with Israel, then you're saying the Bible is a liar, and the Bible's not a liar. They are liars. It says God has confirmed them unto thee forever, and thou, art Lord, art become their God. What a wonderful God. That's a proof that God is alive and well. Israel is the proof. And the nations of the world, it says they're all going to come against Israel, and they're voting against it in the United Nations. But that doesn't mean anything as far as God's concerned. He's just going to laugh at them. And then he's coming back and taking over the planet Earth. And now, O Lord God, the word that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant, concerning his house, establish it forever. And so God's word is established forever. You got an army of people trying to say, well, we don't have it today. Yes, we have it today. God says his word is established forever. And he's very clear about that. What's the purpose of giving it and not having it established forever, not having it confirmed forever, not keeping it forever? They tell time by the stars, and the stars are moving within a fraction of a second. They put the telescope on the stars, and it's Greenwich England time. But I'll tell you something more accurate than the time of the stars, and that is the word of God, which we have in the King James Bible. And don't let the devil deceive you or any of his followers. And let thy name be magnified forever, saying. Now, another thing that's magnified is the name of God. And so the name of Jesus is magnified everywhere in the world. This program right here, this is just one, and we have had thousands of hits from every place in the world. We had 500 from China. We've had 600 in a recent month from Russia. 1,000 from the United States on our hits on our website, and then almost every countries that I practically never even heard of are listening to this program. But that's not all. On television and radio worldwide, everywhere in the world, they're listening to this, to Christian radio and television. The names of Jesus is worshipped worldwide. Do you worship Jesus? If you're saved, you worship him. That's thanking him and praising him and glorifying him, because he's your Savior. You're not saved by your good works or anything you could do. Because you're good. If you're saved by your good works, then your own Savior. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. But Jesus was righteous. He was perfect and holy. He was the Son of God. He was the God, the Son. And he lived a perfect life. And when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we have eternal life and forgiveness of sins. And when we die, we're absent from the body and present with the Lord. And so he says, magnify thy name. So his name is worldwide. These prophecies have come true. For thou, Lord, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, hast revealed to thy servant, saying, I will build thee an house. Therefore hath thy servant found in his heart to pray this prayer unto thee. And now, O Lord God, thou art that God, and thy words be true, and thou hast promised this goodness unto thy servant. Therefore, let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever. And so it is. In Jesus Christ, his house continues forever. And we are children of the Lord Jesus Christ through faith in him. He died, paid for our sins, rose from the dead. By faith in him, we have eternal life.
You have
life.
Been listening
God
to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantua Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantua Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at the same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.